Welcome to the first edition of Suits Talk with Dem Gurus. I'm your host, Aaron Moncrief, and seated across from me, I have my co-host, Nick Lehman.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Today, we're going to talk about some of the things that went on in Season 3 with Suits, kind of get you guys recapped before Season 4, and we're going to discuss what is going to happen in Season 4, what we know as fact, and what we think is going to happen. So we're real excited about that.
I'm kind of interested to watch Suits live for the first time. I am one of those people that Cram watched it on Amazon Prime over the last 3 weeks or so. And I know Aaron's watched it since the year it came out.
Yes, I am an original watcher. I watched the first episode live on TV, and I've watched every episode since then live on TV. So we're just going to do a quick rundown of Season 3. I know everybody wants to talk about Season 4. We really don't care what happened. We just want to know what's going to happen. But just in case there's anybody out there that doesn't remember what's going on, we're just going to run through it really quick. We just have some notes here. We're just going to kind of explain the main plot of Season 3. There was kind of a divide there, so we're going to talk about the two primary things that happened in Season 3, and then we'll jump right into Season 4. I know we've been waiting a long time to discuss it. So with that, Season 3 starts out with the fallout of the Pearson-Darby merger that we saw at the end of Season 2. There's a lot of tension between a lot of the characters for a lot of different reasons. There's tension between Harvey and Jessica, because obviously Harvey wanted to be a named partner. And there's tension between Mike and Harvey, because Mike betrayed Harvey over some stuff for Jessica because Jessica blackmailed him. So all this stuff kind of funnels into the Ava Hessington case, which starts out as a normal case. It eventually becomes a murder case, which becomes a really big deal. The main thing with the Ava Hessington case is that it kind of spawns all of the smaller plot lines that we have for the rest of the season, like Stephen Huntley, who is Darby's closer. He comes over to help Harvey out, and it turns out that he actually was a key part of the Ava Hessington murder case. And Stephen Huntley pursues a relationship with Donna, so that's kind of a side plot. So it all just kind of comes down to Darby ends up being disbarred in the United States because he was the one that ordered Stephen Huntley to go down there and do the deed for Ava, even if he didn't tell him to commit murder. So the Pearson-Darby firm is dissolved, and that leads into it becoming Pearson Spector, which is kind of a very important thing in Season 3.
So, and at the same time that's going on, we got the rocky beginnings of Mike and Rachel's relationship. We know at the end of Season 2, he told her about his secret, that he's not a legit lawyer, he's pretty much faking it, and somehow she is still in love with him with that. I don't quite understand that. But we have that whole plot line of how they're dating and how it's going, because this is the first time they're actually official throughout the show, I believe. Because I know he had Tess, and she was really upset about Tess, but this is the first time they're official. But at the same time, Jessica keys in on this, and she knows Rachel knows, obviously, since they're together. And she makes Rachel sign an affidavit saying that she knows Mike is a fraud. So if it ever comes down to it, Jessica is in the clear.
Yes. Well, no, is that how it went down? I thought it was Rachel would just go down with them.
No, it was to clear Jessica's name that she didn't know about. I guess that doesn't make sense. Anyway, so she signs the affidavit. So in exchange, Rachel kind of barters this deal with Jessica where she'll sign the affidavit if Jessica waives the Harvard rule, which is that Pearson Spector only hires Harvard graduates. And since Rachel didn't get into Harvard, it's between Columbia and Stanford. And also on that note, you know, you also have the tension between Mike and Rachel building. Obviously, Columbia is local in the state, and Mike wants her to take that, but Rachel wants to go to Stanford,
which is across the country.
Yeah, it's as far across the country as you can get. I also have on here that Mike is a whiny baby and doesn't want her leaving the state.
He's definitely a whiny baby.
I didn't really understand this from his character, but I'll get into that later. But also, at the same time, we have another person almost finding out about Mike's secret, and that's Lewis.
That's not another person almost finding out. That's someone almost finding out, because Rachel does find out.
And also, as if Mike's not having enough problems, we have Lewis, who's almost onto him, or we think so, at least for an episode. Lewis is with his fling, Sheila, in the Harvard library, and he is with her, and they're about to
they're about to do the naughty deed. But I just wanted to throw in there, we also find out that that's not really a fling for Lewis. But we'll come back to Lewis. Go ahead and continue what you were talking about.
And so she tells him explicitly, you know, don't go through any of the files. Don't go through any of the files. And he gets this idea, being Lewis, he's going to go and check out what Harvey looked like in grad school. And then he's like, well, I'm going to search up Mike Ross. So he opens up the file cabinet and goes through and sees Mike Ross isn't in there. It's kind of a red herring because there isn't anything that ever really comes of that. He doesn't find out about Mike's secret, per se. I think he failed a class, or that he cheated in a class or something along those lines.
Mike and Rachel and Donna, they, like, weave a story where Mike cheated by changing his grade to a class.
Right,
A
that's
plus
what it was.
That nobody ever gets an A-plus in, and then there's this thing where Lewis brings the professor to Pearson Spector just to embarrass Mike, and they somehow get out of it. So
real quick, on a brief tangent, that was one of my favorite season 3 episodes. I love, because it's perfect, with you have Lewis who thinks he's right and he's trying to go and prove it, and he got Mike and Donna and Rachel going behind his back sneaking around trying to make sure it doesn't happen. That was really fun.
So kind of towards the end of the season, I'm sure this is fresh in everybody's mind, but we'll go through it regardless. Towards the end of the season, Mike and Harvey do some more stuff for Tony Giannopoulos, and he has a guy who works for him whose name escapes me. But one of his top guys who runs one of his top companies, Mike ends up helping him out using his genius brain. And the guy offers Mike a job at his investment banking firm, like a top job. And so for the last few episodes, we kind of see this as it's like a plot where Mike is trying to decide if he wants to stop being a fraud, and he has all these people telling him what he should be doing. Rachel thinks that he should take the job so he doesn't have to be a fraud, and Harvey thinks he shouldn't take the job because after everything they've been through, they should be able to just keep going with what they're doing. So for the last few episodes, Mike is kind of going back and forth trying to decide what to do, and then in the season finale, Mike is taken into custody, and Harvey is being investigated, and Mike is there being interviewed. And so Harvey and Lewis go and save him and Harold, who makes a surprise appearance, and Harvey kind of gets a little extreme in there with Mike. I think he smashes a camera with a chair or something like that, and so that is what sparks the decision for Mike to leave, because he doesn't want Harvey to turn into, well, I guess he already has. He doesn't want Harvey to get any worse because he's just done so many bad things since he hired Mike. And so at the end of the season, Mike says, well, I am going to take the job. And so that's kind of how we end up where we are now with season 4.
Real quick, before we segue into season 4, I think it's really cool in that scene in the interrogation room when Harvey smashes out the camera and he tells Mike, you know, pretty much, if it comes down to it, turn me in. And I thought that was really cool of Harvey. I think he has kind of tough love with Mike, but I thought it was really admirable of him to say that. And it's interesting seeing the promos because they're at wits with each other, and it's really weird that happens directly after that.
Yeah, it's like they've become such good friends and, like, allies, and they've done everything, all this stuff that we've seen for 3 whole seasons, all these things they've done, breaking the law and just completely crazy things, and Harvey he's gotten so close to Mike that he's willing to go to jail to save Mike.
It's very ironic that Harvey's the kind that doesn't let people in, but he finally does, and then, you know, hopefully what we're going to see in season 4 is some add ends, you know? I think that's really interesting. So season 4 discussion, this is what I've been waiting for, like, ever since I finished the show.
It's funny because we've been trying really hard not to talk to each other about season 4 because we don't want to ruin talking points that we could have here. So we actually have a bunch of things to talk about.
First, I also want to comment on the tagline. It has a tagline. I've only seen the first season's tagline, which was 2 lawyers, 1 degree, which I thought was genius. But this season 4 one is a firm divided. Now, I know Harvey and Mike are divided, but I wonder if there's going to be more dividing between the firm.
Like between Harvey and Jessica, maybe?
Like maybe a dissolution of Pearson Spector. Which means Jessica's the worst managing partner in the city, then, if that's the case. Because she's going back and forth. Or she picks bad partners.
You can say that, but she still hired Harvey.
That's true.
Is, the best lawyer. Anyways, I guess the main thing that they're playing up with all the promos and stuff in season four is, you know, at the end of season three, we saw that because Mike is going to be working with a client of Pearson Spector, that means that he will be, he's essentially, they kind of made it a joke at the end of season three, but essentially Harvey works for him now. So we know based on interviews and stuff like that, that Harvey and Mike will be working with each other, but it seems like based on the promos that they'll be going against each other. I don't know how they're gonna how they're gonna work into that, but
when I finished season three, and I didn't finish it but 3 weeks ago. Aaron finished it probably a few months ago now.
I finished it when it was on TV.
Yeah, so it's a little more fresh in my mind, but I remember thinking, what are they gonna do with season four? You know, it's not Suits if Harvey and Mike aren't lawyers together. Because that's all I've ever known Suits as.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Well, I mean, you think about it. The show is called Suits. It's not called, like, Lawyers.
So right.
They can do whatever they want with it. I mean, there's actually, there was an interview with Aaron Korsh, the creator of Suits. I believe it was a long time ago that I read it, but I believe it was on Entertainment Weekly. So if you search that up, probably, we can probably put a link or something in the description or on our website. But Aaron Korsh basically says that, he was asked if Mike is going to be back. Like, you know, I when the season first ended, I figured that they would, he might be gone for maybe an episode and then he would come back and they would just be like, oh, well, they played it up for nothing. Like they have, a lot of shows do that, but they did that at the end of the first season with Trevor. You know, Trevor was, it was going to be like, oh my God, they found out Mike's secret, and then it lasted like an episode and then everything was good. So I kind of figured they would do that. But in this interview, Aaron Korsh said that they were, at the time, they had written, I think, 7 episodes into season 4, and Mike was still not back. So, and I, he also said that Mike's new office, because he's in a new office, there will be new characters. He has his own Donna.
I can't wait to see a new Donna.
He has his own Donna. He has his own office, and they made a whole new set just for...
So it's definitely an integral part of season 4.
Yes.
I have to disagree with what you said. I never thought that he'd come back after one episode. I think the writers are more clever than that. I don't think they would use a cheap gimmick like that to make you continue to watch the show. At least not with Mike. Maybe with a supporting character like Trevor, it's not a big... I mean, yeah. Was it Trevor? I got Trevor and Harold confused for a second.
Trevor.
Yeah. But I couldn't see them doing a ploy like that and then season one be like, oh, just kidding, by the way, he's back at Pearson Spector and we don't ever talk about what happened between those things, you know?
Well,
or at least like without spending a few episodes on it.
Well, I figured that maybe it would be like a few episodes, but I just thought that, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess that makes sense, but I don't
whatever know. They do in season four, I have complete faith in. I think writing is Suits' strong point. I don't think they ever have sloppy plot lines or sloppy dialogue. I think both are very strong aspects of the show.
Yeah, but think about it. There's only so many. If Mike works for this investment banking company, and Harvey works for Pearson Spector, there's only so much interaction that they can have, you know, like they, unless they just get into the, some super deep,
and that's like, what I was going right, and that's what I was gonna say next is that, you know, if he's a client, we see these promos where they're at wits with each other. He's like, well, you know, I'm gonna finally beat you, Harvey. But why is Harvey even taking this case on? Like, something has to go down.
Yep.
With Mike's client, with the investment banking firm. So I'm also interested to see what will happen there. I mean, is there a possibility that the investment firm might find out about Mike previously being a fraud?
I don't know. I mean, if they did, it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be something that they would have a case against Pearson Spector with true, Mike and true. Harvey against each other. So I think that's a possibility. But just based on what I know, I'm sorry I can't remember that guy's name, but the guy who hired Mike, just based on what I know about him and Tony Giannopoulos,
right,
and investment banking in general, I would think that they'd probably be like, well, you're not a lawyer anymore, so who cares?
Something interesting about what you just said that I was going to say is that even though he's not currently a fraud, he still was a fraud. And I think if they ever found out, that might be bad news for Mike. It's still a crime, you know. Like, I almost wonder what's going to happen with that. But other than Harvey and Mike, which is the thing they've played up, I'm really interested to see about Mike and Rachel with her job, I mean, with his job and her school. Do you think there's going to be a time jump there?
A time jump? Well, I think that after Mike and Rachel, I mean, they did have their arguments, but I think a lot of season three was Mike and Rachel just like the honeymoon phase where they're just, oh, this is great. I love living with you, blah, 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 blah. I think that they will probably make an effort this season to put some rockiness there. I think that they will try to introduce another woman for Mike and he'll have like conflicted feelings with not being in the workplace with Rachel anymore. Maybe his Donna will be a love interest for Mike.
We all know women get really jealous of the receptionist for men. I've seen lots of shows where they're always getting onto their men about the receptionist, and Harvey may not be interested in Donna, but I could see Mike. I've seen pictures of the girl that's cast as her, and she is, yeah. And she is pretty attractive. So she has some competition with Meghan Markle for the looks.
Yeah, and that'd be
which I don't know awesome how possible that is, because she's already pretty attractive. Yeah. But
that would be an awesome plot of Mike falling for his secretary. You know, just like, well, that just doesn't seem right in the workplace. And with, I don't know, that would just be all him and workplace, just like workplace women. He should just avoid that altogether after everything that's happened with Rachel.
On the topic of secretaries and people dating, I'm a big fan of what I call Darby, which is the Donna Harvey mix. I know, that's what they call it. That's the moniker that they give it.
I don't think this should be a talking point because Donna and Harvey will never be together. They're just going to tease it for the rest of the show.
But I still like it because we know Scotty left at the end of season three.
And I don't think she'll come back.
I personally wasn't too fond of her, and I wouldn't mind if she didn't come back. It's not an issue for me. I prefer Harvey when he's this kind of straight man.
By himself, yeah. Just like mysterious, like, not well, but just like that. He just seems like he would never like fall for somebody and just be like totally all in for them. You know, we saw that he struggled really hard with Scotty on that in season three, and it's like, after they were pretty much done, then he tells her the truth about Mike. It's like he just can't be with a woman for it. It's not in his DNA. So I don't think we'll ever see like a permanent love interest with Harvey. And I think if they tried to do that with Donna, eventually they would like break up or something, and it would kill Donna's character. So I think they'll always tease it, but they'll never be a thing.
I think Donna's the perfect match for Harvey, though. You know, most girls, which Donna isn't most girls want this really sweet, like, sweet-talking guy. They'll be like, oh, baby, I love you. And Harvey's just kind of this man that just is who he is. He doesn't change. He's just this straight man that's just...
He tried to change for Scotty.
I remember in season three, there was this thing where he said, I don't want you to leave or whatever, which is pretty much his way of saying, I love you. But she wanted him to say, I love you, but he couldn't get around to it. I feel like with Donna, that'd be enough for Donna. I think Donna understands him better than that.
Yeah, but I think she understands him like a brother, sister.
Maybe.
Okay, so back to the time jump thing.
Prediction right here. I'm saying 6 months to a year. I think I'll start with Rachel in school, Mike a tad bit ways down in his job.
Okay. I could see that, but I think that the first episode, the beginning of the episode, will be Mike's first day at his new job.
Do you think that this is something I was thinking about when I was creating our notes? Do you think the first episode will start in media res, like in the, you know, like it's one of those things they use in a film where the beginning of the film shows a scene from the end or from the three-fourths through?
That's not really their style. I don't think they would.
No, but I mean, it might be a tactic they use.
Like Mike and Harvey in court against each other.
Yeah, and it's like some intense opening, and then it's never, like, I'm thinking Breaking Bad season 5B, where it shows Walt in every episode, you know, like, doing something, you're like, well, how does he get there? I almost wonder if that's what they'll do.
I don't see that. I think I'm 90% sure that the first episode, the first thing that you see will be Mike going to his first day at his new job and finding it and being shown his new office and his new secretary. I guarantee it.
After that, do you think there'll be a time jump?
No, I do not think there will be a time jump.
Here's what I think there'll be a time jump. If Harvey and Mike are at ends, that means there's a case. I find it unlikely that within 2-3 weeks of it
maybe
happening.
Maybe the clips that we see in the promos about the case is not in the first episode or the second episode. Maybe it's in the fifth episode.
I'm not familiar with Suits. I don't know how the promos work. Do the promos tease the
Suits
whole season?
Or you're do not they familiar tease for the with upcoming Suits episode? And you're doing a Suits
I'm not familiar with watching it live. I'm not familiar with watching it live. So do the promos tease the whole season or just bits and pieces of the season?
Well, they just tease the beginning.
Okay, so that's going to happen towards the beginning, then, you think?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I doubt they've filmed past maybe 8 episodes by now, really.
I'm going to go ahead and make a bold prediction
The bold predictions for the end of the podcast, okay? We're going to do that last. We're going to do hashtag bold predictions, but we're not doing it yet, so don't say it. Let's continue with the discussion points that we have.
Okay.
We already kind of, let's see. We already talked about everything.
I think Mike taking his new job and Rachel, I think they'll break up. I mean, what good is a couple in a TV show if they don't break up, get back together,
They've had that sort of rocky relationship already. See, I just think that with a show, even a show like Suits, you always have to have at least some romantic interaction with the main characters, which in our case, the main characters are Mike and Harvey. So I think that after the whole Scotty thing, I think we'll probably have a backseat with Harvey in that department. So there has to be some stuff going on with Mike's love life in this season. So I think that either they'll break up or there will be a conflict based on her school and his job, or maybe he'll want to go back to Pearson Spector and they will fight over that, or maybe he'll bang his secretary. I don't know.
Now, what about some other supporting characters that are secondary characters that we haven't talked about, like Jessica or Lewis even? What do you think that they're going to be up to in season 4? I think Lewis is going to be sad that Mike's leaving. I always got the impression that he didn't really like Mike because he was so jealous of how good he was at his job. And I think when he leaves, he's going to be like, what do I do now? It's just me and Harvey, you know?
You don't think that Lewis thinks that he's as good at his job as
I think
Mike?
He is, but I think Lewis he admires. He's the man. Of course he does, but I think he's jealous that Mike can do what he does faster, though.
Maybe. I think Lewis will be sad. I mean, he likes Mike. He wanted him for his associate, so yeah.
Okay, so
I have actually one more, or at least
two. Okay, go ahead.
At least one more big one. Something that I want to talk about that really wasn't, it was obviously in the last episode, but it's just not what was at the forefront of your mind. At the end of the season, who pulled the trigger on the U.S. Attorney's Office investigation that against Harvey? Like, because I don't remember what the name of the guy at the attorney's office was, but he said he didn't like dirty lawyers or whatever, but someone had to point him in Harvey's direction. And even Harvey said in the last episode, and I quote, Quelling, which was the guy who...
Quelling's his name. That's his name.
Yeah. No.
Quelling's the name that offers him the job, I think,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's not Quelling.
Oh, it's not?
Quelling is the guy that that was going to have Harvey and Mike investigated.
Right, right.
So Harvey says that Quelling was pointing the gun, but he did not pull the trigger. So they wanted to know who pulled the trigger to, because Quelling was saying that he was going to send the district attorney or the U.S. attorney's office to Harvey and Mike, but then they reverse blackmailed him and got him off their case. And so that's why when the U.S. attorney's office brings Mike and Harold in, Harvey freaks out on Quelling and like beats him up in the lobby because he thinks that he did it. And Quelling says, I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Are you suggesting it's one of Daniel Hardman's diabolical schemes to get back at the firm? Or
Well, it could have been Daniel Hardman, but I think we have a number of guys that could have been. I think we have Daniel Hardman. I think we have
Darby.
Although I think that's unlikely since, I mean, it's possible, but I doubt we see a return of Darby since he can't practice law. I mean, I doubt he would want to get his toes wet at all. Another person, I think, as a dark horse, Travis Tanner. Because we did see him in season 3 with the Ava Hessington thing after she sued Harvey. So it's possible that he could want some revenge for getting beat again.
It's also important to remember that Harvey makes a lot of enemies. He likes to think of himself as this straight arrow, but we've learned over the show that he is, but he kind of deviates when he needs to. Because he values winning more than anything.
Yes.
Not nearly to the degree that Travis Tanner does, but he does care about winning to the point where he's known as the best closer because he doesn't go to court and he'll close with whatever it takes.
I mean, it's possible that the U.S. Attorney's Office just decided to investigate him independently and we'll never find out how it happened, but I think that it just seems like it's a really good like plot opportunity for them. So I feel like we'll be seeing some stuff with that.
I will say I'll be disappointed if it's Daniel Hardman again. I'm getting tired of them, of like him having this like master plan and being behind every concoction that's thrown at them. I like to see somebody new.
I mean, it's odd for me because there wouldn't really be any reason for it to be Daniel Hardman because he has no reason to. I mean, I guess it's possible, but I don't know. I don't think it's Daniel Hardman. Okay. I think it's Travis Tanner.
This is what I think is going to happen in season four. And I don't know if I've told you this. Wait, maybe
is this your hashtag bold prediction?
It is my hashtag bold prediction. All right,
hashtag bold prediction.
This is what I think is going to happen in season four. I think Mike and Harvey are going to be at ends with each other. We already established that. We know it from the promos. I think what's going to happen is Harvey is going to be in fear of losing to Mike, that he's going to blackmail Mike about exposing him for a secret. And say, well, if you don't let me win, I'll expose your secret. And then,
that's pretty good.
And I think it'll be a low point for Harvey because if we remember, like we referenced earlier, at the end of season three, he was willing to sacrifice himself for Mike. But then he's going to go ahead and turn him back in because he wants to win. And I don't think Harvey can stand being known as the guy that lost to his associate, Mike Ross. I think that's what's going to happen. That'd be really interesting.
Okay, I'll give you one. And I did not prepare a hashtag bold prediction, but I just thought of one. And it seems a little off the wall, so it's possible it couldn't happen. But I could see it being a potential plot arc. Hashtag bold prediction. I think that in season four, at some point, Harvey will try to overthrow Jessica and take over the firm.
Well, I mean, we've already seen him try to organize this coup against Jessica.
Yeah, but that was when Darby was in the picture. I think he...
So are you suggesting it's just going to be Spectre?
Well, there could be some. There could be somebody else there. It could be...
Spectre Ross and Mike comes back.
No, I don't think... I mean, what Jessica said about Mike never being able to be in the spotlight is probably... Even though he did get himself put in the bar now, so he is a little more protected, but it could be... Spectre lit.
Another
Spectre Tanner. Boom. Tanner comes and he joins the firm and they overthrow Jessica and Tanner and Spectre dominate. And then Mike comes back and takes them down by himself. Bam.
Another hashtag bold prediction one. Ready for this?
You got another one?
I thought about it right now. Oh, do you think Harvey and Mike will ever start their own law firm?
No.
No. You don't ever think it'll
I don't
be
think it'll ever
Spectre Ross
no.
ever at any
Never.
Period in the show,
no.
in the series.
I think that there's just too much risk there with Mike.
Do you think Mike will ever get caught for being a fraud, or will it be one of those things that's unscathed?
I think if the show has a planned ending, like where Mike, or like where they are not being canceled, that they are actually choosing to end the show, like, okay,
right.
season six will be the last season. I think that if they do that, then Mike will be found out. But I don't think it'll ever just be like in the show, because if he did, he'd just go to jail for a million years and that'd be the end of the show. So unless they cut Mike's character, that could never happen.
I'm not sure if this is intentional. Maybe I'm giving too much credit to the creators and the directors, but...
They can never have enough credit. We love you, Aaron Korsh.
But when I was binge-watching the show for several episodes in seasons 2 and 3, I forgot sometimes that Mike wasn't a real lawyer. And I'm not sure if it's meant to be filmed that way, because it's supposed to, like, you know, allude to the fact that probably Mike himself forgets that he's not a real attorney at times.
Yeah, man, that's crazy if you think about it, that he's just
doing all these things without a law degree. And Pearson Spector is a big four. It's not like, you know, it's Joe Blow attorneys at law. It's like a big firm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But anyways, that's my hashtag bold prediction. Harvey's going to threaten to blackmail Mike. That'll be the mid-season finale. And then it'll pick back up and it'll be a red herring probably. But that's my bold prediction.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think that's what will happen.
I mean, I think it's likely, but I just don't. I mean, do you really think Harvey would do that to Mike?
I don't think he would. But like I said, I think he values winning in his image way more than anything.
I guess it's plausible.
What's he going to say to the public if it's like Mike Ross, former attorney at Pearson Spector, leaves job and still beats Harvey in a lawsuit, saying that Harvey lost to a person that he trained himself? Like, what does that say about Harvey? Like, how weak of a person he is?
Yeah, but Mike knows everything about Harvey. He knows how he ticks. So if there's anybody on the planet who could beat Harvey, it's Mike. So,
but I just really like the tension that Harvey knows Mike's secret and he's willing to expose it. I think that's a really good...
But think about this. That doesn't make any sense, because if Harvey exposed Mike's secret, he exposes himself and then goes to jail with him.
Yeah, but
so that makes no sense.
No, I'm not saying he will expose him.
I'm not
saying he will expose him. I'm saying he's going to threaten it to the point where.
So Mike, you think that Harvey will say?
Mike knows how ruthless Harvey can be when it comes to winning, and I think he won't know. It's almost like Harvey's so dedicated to winning that he'll sell out Mike and maybe throw himself under the bus, or he's going to threaten it.
If he throws himself under the bus, he's not winning. He's dead. He's in jail.
But does Mike know that Harvey won't do that? Or does he think it could be a possibility for Harvey to do that? I think Harvey will convince Mike that it'll happen and say, listen, if you don't just bat down and don't settle.
If you don't lose, we will go down together.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll actually go through with it. With that, I think you're right. I don't think he'll go down.
Well, I don't think he'll go through with it, but I just don't think Harvey would be stupid enough to make that threat because Mike would call his bluff because Harvey values himself too much. He values the fact that he's a top lawyer and makes lots of money, so I don't think that would happen.
All right, well, that's our season 4 discussion. As we said earlier, season 4 airs June 11th on the USA Network at 9 p.m., not the 10 p.m. time slot. Don't forget to change. It was 10 p.m. last year, I think.
It was.
And we'll be uploading the podcast hopefully either Thursday, maybe Friday if I'm a little bit bogged down because I'll have to edit it and stuff. But hopefully we'll have them posted Thursday so that you can play it on you drive home from work or something like that.
Or your drive into work.
Drive into work would be nice. I'd like to have it edited that quick.
It would mean we would have to watch every episode and immediately record a podcast, which, I mean, it'd be fresh in your mind. Either way, keep a lookout because we will be doing an episode for every episode, and we will do our best to have it every Friday morning for your commute or maybe a little later in the afternoon. I don't know. It depends. We will see. But once we have that schedule set in stone, we will let you know what it is.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It's at DimGurus. We don't have anything tweeted yet. Hopefully by the time this is posted, we'll have a bit of a following, I guess you could say. Also, if you have any suggestions for how we can improve the show or any ideas, you can send an email to dimgurus podcast@gmail.com.
Do you want to give them the link to our webpage, or is that still under development?
It's still a little bit under development right now. It's dimgurus.wordpress.com. Hopefully we're hoping to get enough of a following. Okay, I see how it is. douche. All right, anyways, if you have any comments on how we can improve, send us an email. Or if you want to follow Dim Gurus on Twitter, you can tweet about us. We'll send some hashtags out, some tweets, trying to get people pumped for season 4. You can listen to our podcast.
I'm thinking, and this is obviously not set in stone yet, but I'm thinking maybe we should make a individual. I wonder if @SuitsPodcast is available on Twitter.
Ooh, that'd be nice. We will keep you posted on that.
For now, you can find us at @DemGurus. If we do decide to make a Suits Podcast Twitter, then you can, you'll probably find a link there to the podcast or to the new Twitter at @DemGurus, maybe in the description or just like a recent tweet, something like that.
Yep, so come June 11th or June 12th or 13th, we'll have a new podcast posted. Hopefully it'll be a bit better production quality.
This is obviously our first podcast with Dem Gurus and with Suits Talk, so we're just learning the ropes, but I know we have a long way to go, but everybody's got to start somewhere, and I promise,
have some faith,
that we love Suits and we love to talk about Suits, and so we're going to do our best to have an interesting podcast. You want to go ahead and give out our Twitters too? Just, you know, if we can get some creative feedback. You can reach me at @AFatGreekCat.
And I am at @NickLehman1992. That's NickLehman. I had to spell my last name because people do not know how to spell it. So
you need to get a more creative Twitter handle.
If I just said, find me @NickLehman, people would search L-A-Y or L-A-E or something dumb. Yeah. So
I want to get @AaronMoncrief, but it's taken by somebody who hasn't tweeted in years.
So that being said, we look forward to recording Suits Talk on June 11th. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Aaron Moncrief, and my co-host, Nick Lehman. You have a good one. Goodbye.